on your side. Hey, mother, you can't hide.
Police were pelted with rocks and had to use capsicum spray when a brawl erupted outside the Melbourne venue hosting the controversial commentator Milo Yiannopoulos. Two people were arrested and five police officers suffered minor injuries. Chris DiPasquale is with the Campaign Against Racism and Fascism. He says the event took place in a suburb full of people who were targeted by Mr. Yiannopoulos.
Migrants, Muslims, refugees, the very targets of Milo's kind of hate speech. Well, they came down and spontaneously joined the demonstration last night in their hundreds. And they became some of the most active, some of the most militant members of the demonstration, getting on the microphone, leading the chanting and so on, and leading the marching. And it was actually a really wonderful moment where these people said, these far-right types, they're infiltrating our neighbourhood and telling us we're not welcome here, well, we're not going to stand for it.
Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Stephen Leaney says up to 500 people protested against the controversial speaker, with only 30 to 50 supporting his right to free speech.
It was a reasonably small number, so they certainly came aggressive. The 30 or 50, I think they backed off and reassessed their position, and sadly, for the whole of the Victorian community, we spent a lot of time with our police actually protecting those demonstrators from the others.
Milo Yiannopoulos is the former technology editor for the right-wing website Breitbart News and was banned from Twitter in July last year for inciting abuse of others. He's a critic of feminism, Islam and social justice. Speaking at a news conference in Canberra, he's implored Australians to resist what he calls the progressive left.
You need to start fighting, and you need to start fighting fire with fire. You need to reject identity politics and you need to reject political correctness. And if you want to save your country and save Western civilization, you need to reject all of the tenets that the progressive left is attempting to establish in culture. And that includes from journalists, from the academy, from the entertainment industry. They're all complicit in this.
In April, another critic of Islam, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, called off her tour of Australia and New Zealand because of security concerns. In the same month, the Palestinian human rights activist, Bazim Tamimi, had his visa to enter Australia cancelled. The 50-year-old opposes Israeli settlement in the West Bank. Chris DiPasquale from the Campaign Against Racism and Fascism says it's preferable for controversial figures to be allowed to speak in Australia and for those who oppose them to marshal their forces.
I'm not for the state saying who can and can't come into the country and so on. I think we're in a better position if these people are to come into the country to build up the forces on our side, to try and convince as many people to take these questions seriously and to show our opposition in our numbers on the streets, which is what we did last night.
Penthouse Australia and New Zealand has brought Milo Yiannopoulos to Australia. His tour concludes this Thursday with a speech on the Gold Coast.